If you would like to follow in your Bibles while I bring the message today, you turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 15. I'll be reading verses 21 and 22. Now, here's my subject: lost in Adam, saved in Christ. Now, this is a very important, very vital subject: lost in Adam, saved in Christ. In 1 Corinthians 15, verse 21, Paul wrote, "For since by man came death, by man came also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive." Now, my one great desire in preparing this message and in bringing the message that I'm bringing to you today is to help those who are viewing this program with a sincere desire to know God in redeeming love and grace. If you have a sincere desire to know God in salvation, in redemption, in grace, in Christ, I want you to listen very carefully to the message. If you're sincerely asking these questions: "Preacher, what really happened in the Garden of Eden? What happened when man sinned, when man fell? Preacher, what really happened at Calvary? What took place on the cross of Calvary? What is this miracle of redemption? What happens when God justifies and sanctifies and redeems a sinner?" Now, if you're asking those questions, I have some answers for you from the Word of God. Now, my friends, these answers are important because ignorance will keep a man from Christ. If a man does not know the truth and does not know the gospel, he'll never come to saving faith in Jesus Christ. That's right. In Romans chapter 10, Paul said, "Whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. But how shall they call on him in whom they've not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they've not heard?" So, you need to know the things that I'll be teaching in this message, because ignorance will keep you from Christ. And then also, you say, "Well, I read the Bible." Even reading the Scriptures, now listen carefully, even reading the Scriptures will sometimes not suffice the troubled soul. Because when Philip joined himself to the chariot in which the Ethiopian eunuch was riding, he asked the eunuch, "Do you understand what you're reading?" And the eunuch said, "How can I understand except some man show me?" And that's why God sends apostles and prophets and evangelists and pastors and teachers to teach the Word of God. If you hear from a man or hear from God, you'll hear through a preacher. You'll hear through someone who expounds to you the Word of God. So, ignorance will keep you from Christ. And even reading the Scriptures, unless you have an able teacher. I know the Holy Ghost is our teacher, but God uses men. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. God sent Nathan to David. God sent Ananias to Saul of Tarsus. And God sent Peter to Cornelius. And you could just go on down the line. God sent Philip to the eunuch. And God sent Paul to Lydia, to the Philippian jailer. And then Christ has been lifted up on the cross, even as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness. But like Moses of old, we must direct men to look to Christ. We must exhort men to believe, to look to Christ, and we must tell them from the Word of God what to believe. So, my friends, if you can today lay aside all prejudice, and I know this is very difficult, lay aside all prejudice and all professions of religion and all your claims and all your assurances and all the ideas that have been handed down through custom and tradition and superstition, and let's just listen to the Word of God. It may be that God will speak to us in His mercy and in His grace through His Word. It may be. Now, listen carefully to me. By man came death. By man came the resurrection of the dead. What I'm saying is this, and this is my title: in Adam we died, in Christ we're made alive. Very simple. There's nothing profound about this. It's just clear, simple teaching that you can't understand if you listen, at least in your head. In Adam, all die. In Christ, shall all be made alive. The first man is of the earth, earthy. The second man is the Lord from heaven. Now, that's what the Scripture said. By man came death, that is, in Adam we die. By man also came the resurrection. In Adam all die, in Christ we're made alive. The first Adam is of the earth earthy. The second Adam is the Lord from heaven. Now, the first thing I want you to see is this. It pleased Almighty God, and I have His word for this. It pleased Almighty God to begin the human race with one man, a man whom He called Adam. The word Adam means man, or means a man taken from the red earth. One man was the federal head of the human race. One man was the representative of the human race. That one man God used to begin this human race. He created one man, and that man's name was Adam. And everybody else came from Adam. We want to trace our roots all the way back. We trace them all the way back to God Almighty creating a man called Adam. And the Scripture says that that man, Adam, was created in the image of God. He was created holy and upright. In him, the human race was perfect and without sin. In him, the human race was holy and upright. That's what the Scripture says. When he stood, we stood. When he obeyed God, we obeyed God. You say, well, how long did he stand? How long did he obey God? I don't have the faintest idea, nor does anyone else. The Scripture does not say. But we do know that that one man, Adam, sinned. That one man rebelled against God. He broke the only law that God gave him. God made with him a covenant of works. He said, all the trees of the garden, you may eat, you may enjoy. There's one tree in the midst of the garden which you must not eat. You must not eat of that tree. If you do, you die. And Adam took that tree. He said, I will be like God. He took the fruit of that tree, whatever it was, I do not know. But that tree, as long as it stood untouched, was a token of man's dependence on God. And when Adam reached to take that tree, he reached out in rebellion. He reached out in sin. He reached out with an ambition to be like God. And when he fell, the Scripture says he died spiritually. He didn't die physically at that particular time. He began to die. He didn't die physically for over 800 years. But he began to die physically, but he died immediately spiritually, and he was expelled from the presence of God and expelled from the garden. Adam, when he took that forbidden fruit, went from life to death. When he ate of the forbidden fruit, he went from holiness to evil. He went from righteousness to ruin. The king is now a pauper. He who was rich is now poor. He who was full is now empty. He who was holy is now unholy. That's the first thing I want you to remember. All right, secondly, what was the results of that great fall? Now listen to the Scripture, Romans 5:12. Wherefore, by one man, sin entered into the world. That was the first sin man committed. Adam committed the first sin. And I weep, and you ought to weep, as we notice the change in that man. Here's a man created holy, upright, in the very image of God, with sweet fellowship and communion with the living God, living in a perfect environment, living in fellowship with God. And yet his heart was lifted up with pride. He broke the law of God. He took of the forbidden fruit, and he fell. And we find Adam falling into fear. Adam never knew fear before. God came walking through the cool of the garden, and he said, Adam, where art thou? And he said, I was afraid. I was afraid. What is this? That perfect genius afraid? That man created in the image of God afraid? That man who walked with God afraid? Yes, sin has visited the earth. Sin has come into this man's heart. And now he knows fear and he knows shame. He said, I was afraid because I was naked. He was naked before and didn't know it. He didn't notice it. He was so perfectly holy that this did not matter to him. But now he's a sinner, and he finds out he's naked to his shame. And then he became a foolish person. This wise genius who named all the animals, to whom God said, have dominion over the fowl of the air and the fish of the sea and the beast of the forest, and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue the earth. He's foolish. He's trying to hide from God. Here's this man going into the bushes, trying to hide from the omnipresent God. What foolish action on his part. And then notice him putting the blame on someone else. Notice his selfishness and his self-righteousness. He said, the woman you gave me, it's her fault. It's not my fault at all. It's the woman's fault. But he's the head of the race. He is the representative. He is the king. He is the one who's responsible. He was not deceived. The woman was deceived, but he wasn't deceived. He knew what he was doing. But he put the blame on someone else. That's the evil of sin. And then this man, we find him guilty. He tries to cover his nakedness with his own works, with a fig leaf apron. All of this because sin entered the world. Are you with me? By one man, sin entered the world. That death and disease and darkness of sin that the world did not know up till this time now entered the world. Now watch this. Now it's the next line, Romans 5:12. And death by sin. Sin entered the world, and death by sin. Not only spiritual death, but death to the body. Death is something the world had not seen up to that time. See Adam as he walks over and picks up the first fallen bird. He'd never seen death. There was no death to the flowers. There was no death to the trees. There was no death in Adam. There was no death to the animal. There was no death. And he goes over and picks up a fallen bird and holds it in his hand. This is the result of sin. And then he sees a deer mangled by a lion. Lions had never killed deers before. You see, when Adam fell, his death and his judgment and his evil passed on the whole creation. Everything was affected by Adam's sin. And then think what a horrible experience it was when he came there and Abel, his own son, was lying in his own blood and the breath and life gone out of his body. What a wail and groan must have gone up from Adam's soul to heaven. My God, what have I done? What have I done? You see, sin entered the world by one man, one representative, one federal head, and death, and darkness, and disease, and sorrow, and sickness, and all of these things came into the world. And what's the next line? And so death passed upon all men. Now here's where we come in. You say, how was I affected by this fall? Here's where we come in. Adam's fall was our fall. And my friends, whether you like this or not, it's true. Whether you agree with it or not, it's true. Adam's fall was our fall. See, Adam was our father. We came from the loins of Adam. And you can't get a sinless son from a sinful father. And Adam's sin was our sin. And Adam's ruin was our ruin. And Adam's death was our death. Listen, so death passed upon all men. By one man, sin entered the world, and death by sin, so death passed upon all men. Listen to Romans 5:17. By one man's offense, death reigned. Death reigns in this world. You don't believe death reigns? You go out and walk down the street, and you see the trees die, and you see the seasons change, and you see people die, and you see animals die, and you see death's all about us. Death reigns over this earth. Romans 5:18, by the offense of one, judgment came upon all men to condemnation. Romans 5:19, by one man's disobedience, many were made sinners. And then in 1 Corinthians 15:21, in Adam, all died. Like I told you, not only death came upon men, but death came to the whole creation as a result of Adam's fall. And as a result of the fall of our federal head, and our representative, sin abounds in this world. Sin abounds. Death reigns. Eternal hell awaits. As it is written, there's none righteous, no, not one. There's none that understandeth. There's none that seeketh after God. They're all gone out of the way. They are together become unprofitable. There's none that doeth good, no, not one. Have you come this far with me? God started the human race with one man whose name was Adam, created in holiness and perfection in the image of God. But he fell. And because of his fall, because of his sin, judgment, condemnation, and death passed upon all men. And we're born in sin. In sin, my mother conceived me. I was shapen in iniquity. I was brought forth speaking lies from the womb. Because our head, Adam, fell because he sinned. But God. Now, here's the third thing I want you to look at. Here are the two words that make all the difference in this awful situation, in this chaotic mess, in this hopeless situation. Here are the two words that make a difference. But God. But God. As you look upon man in his fallen, ruined condition, without hope, without help, without God in this world. But God. But God. Action from God. Mercy from God. But God commended his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. But God, who is rich in mercy for his great love, wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved. What are you saying, preacher? I'm saying that the Lord God is rich in mercy. He's plenteous in mercy. And he announced, I will be merciful. I will be merciful to whom I will be merciful. I will be gracious. Mercy originates with God. Mercy comes from God. There's nothing in us. There's nothing in us to create or to cause God to be merciful or to cause God to show favor to us. It originates with God. The Lord God purposed to have a new heaven and a new earth wherein dwelleth righteousness. And the Lord God purposed to have a people to inhabit that new heaven and that new earth. And so the Lord God sent another man. He sent another man. This is the key to my message now. He sent another man. The first man is of the earth, earthy. As in Adam, all die. By man came death. But God sent a second man, a second Adam. In Adam, all die. In Christ, we're made alive. The first man is of the earth, earthy. The second man is the Lord from heaven. As we have borne the image of the earthy, we shall bear the image of the heavenly. And this man whom God sent is the man, Christ Jesus. He is the God-man. And this man took upon him not the nature of fallen angels, but he took on him the seed of Adam. He just took on him the seed of Abraham. Now, we're looking here now at two Adams. In the first Adam, we die. The second Adam represents a new covenant. A new covenant. A new representative. We're looking at two Adams. We're looking at two representatives. We're looking at two covenants. One was the covenant of ruin. And the other is the covenant of restoration. One is the covenant of death. And the other is the covenant of life. One is to sin. And the other is to perfect holiness. Read it again. Listen, Romans 5:19. By one man, Adam, the first man, by one man's disobedience, the many became sinners. So, by the obedience of one, the second Adam, shall many be made righteous. Listen to it again. By Adam came death. By Christ came life. As in Adam we die, in Christ we're made alive. Listen to 1 Corinthians 15:47. The first man is of the earth, earthy. The second man is the Lord from heaven. As is the earthy, so are they that are earthy. As is the heavenly, so are they that are heavenly. And as we born the image of the earthy, we shall bear the image of the heavenly. And this is the good news of the gospel. The second Adam, our Lord Jesus Christ, our new head, our federal head, our representative, who came to restore what we lost in Adam and more. Galatians 4:4-5 said, in the fullness of time, God sent forth his Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. 2 Corinthians 5:21, God made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Here's the gospel in plain words. And the gospel that needs to be preached from every pulpit in America and around the world. And the gospel that needs to be preached over every television station, not just saying, believe, believe, but telling men what to believe. Telling men what happened in the garden, what happened on the cross, what happens in a sinner's heart when God saves it. Giving men a foundation upon which to build and a foundation upon which to hope and a chief cornerstone in whom to trust. Here's the gospel in plain words. God's a holy God. He will by no means clear the guilty. God's law is perfect and unchangeable. It will not be compromised. God's justice says the soul that sinneth, it shall surely die. And God's justice is unchangeable. And I, through my first representative, through my federal head, Adam, I am a ruined creature. I am a fallen creature. I am a sinful creature. And as a result of my representative, Adam's sin, judgment and condemnation and death has come upon me. I am without God in this world. I am without hope and without help. And God says, your sins have separated you and your God. And I look up and there's nothing but darkness. And I look below me and there's nothing but hell moving up to meet me at my coming. And I look within me and I find an inability. I find no capacity to seek God or to know God or to love God or to obey God. Christ said, you will not come to me that you might have life. But God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. But God commended his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners. But God, who is rich in mercy for his great love, wherewith he loved us, provided a ransom. And here is that ransom, and here's what took place. Almighty God sent his Son into this world. Jesus Christ, the second person of the divine Trinity, actually took upon himself the body of a man. The Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. But from Genesis 3:15 to Luke 1, God promises to send that Redeemer. He said, the seed of woman shall bruise the serpent's head. He said, behold, the Lord himself shall give you a sign. A virgin shall bring forth a son and call his name Emmanuel, God with us. He says, unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. And his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Jesus Christ became a man. He became the Lord from heaven, the second Adam, the federal head of a new kingdom, of a new covenant. And he was actually numbered with the transgressors. The angel said to Joseph, call his name Jesus. Call his name Jesus. He'll save his people from their sins. And this was fulfilling the words of the prophet. Call his name Emmanuel, God with us. He was the Son of Man. He was bone of our bone and flesh of our flesh. He took upon himself the likeness of sinful flesh, and he was born the poorest of men. He was identified with us in all areas. He was born in a manger, born of a woman, made under the law, and as a human being, as a man, God in human flesh, this Jesus, this second Adam, met all the laws of God and was tempted in all points as we are, yet without sin. He knew no sin. You see, man, the law was given to man, and man has to keep that law. He must keep it. And so Jesus Christ kept the law perfectly in every jot and tittle. He said, I didn't come to destroy. The law came to fulfill it. And as a man, he went to the cross and bore our sins in his body on the tree. He was wounded for our transgressions and bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we're healed. He was taken down from that cross dead and buried in a tomb, as we shall someday die and be buried in a tomb. But he arose from the grave. And of this resurrection, Paul wrote in Hebrews 10, then said he, lo, I come to do thy will, O God, by the which will we're sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. For by one offering he hath perfected forever them that are sanctified. Jesus Christ arose as our justifier. He arose as the receipt of God, declaring that God had accepted all that he did. And he ascended to glory and he sat down at the right hand of God where he is our mediator. Paul said there's one God and one mediator between God and men, and that's the man Christ Jesus. And this gospel that I'm preaching calls for repentance toward God and faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. This is the record that God had given us eternal life, and this life is in his Son, in the second Adam. This life is in the second Adam. Jesus Christ is our righteousness. Jesus Christ is our sin offering. Jesus Christ is our sacrifice. Jesus Christ is our justifier. Jesus Christ is our mediator. Jesus Christ is our reigning King. And this gospel calls on your part for faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the record. God hath given us eternal life, and this life in his Son. And he that hath the Son of God hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. Now, John said this in closing his book. He said, these things are written that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and believing you might have life through his name. What is the message? Lost in Adam, saved in Christ, ruined by the fall, redeemed by the Son.